This portion of the Morning Mass brought to you by and sponsored by Bertram Financial out of Mineral Point. We're going to talk with retirement planning expert and author Michelle Bertram. Michelle helps create your dream retirement using her dream retirement process. Well, Michelle, tell me about retirement today. What's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, well, I think what's on lots of people's mind over the last week or so is all the market volatility. You know, Japan's market crashing last week and concerns with our own market, as well as, you know, the earnings not coming back as well as they like. You know, the market experienced quite a bit of volatility. And that has, yeah, I think, a lot of people, especially when you're close to retirement, just kind of concerned about what's going on. And so we always, you know, talk through these times. You know, when we're managing portfolios, of course, we have systems in place and we're making changes and adjustments accordingly. But it's really important that it's part of a plan and a strategy, and that you know kind of what you're doing. And what we have recommended for a lot of people, if you don't really know what's happening, you don't know how your investments are set, to do what we call a risk, a stress test or a risk analysis. And we do have a video about this on our website there about what that really is, kind of what it does, what we're using as a third-party software. And again, what it means. And what it means really is so you can have some clarity on what you can expect in your portfolio. I was just talking with someone about a week ago, and we had ran a stress test for them. And a couple things that came out that I think are very important and probably interesting to a lot of people is, one, you know, this is what happens often, is you set a portfolio or 401k strategy, you know, early on, maybe when you're a little younger, right? And oftentimes you don't go back to revisit it. So it ends up becoming that as you're getting older and you're closer to retirement, your risk tolerance has changed a little. You don't want to be quite so aggressive because you understand that you have less time to make back big losses. You're probably becoming more conservative, and as well as you should be. And we need to be looking at kind of how to create a retirement plan. Because if I take a big loss early on or right before retirement, it can change what your retirement income is going to look like. Yet, while we understand that and think that, we haven't often went back to our portfolios and looked and see, hey, has that changed? And even if you have been with an advisor, I mean, this was the conversation we had, it should be their job to have conversations with you. Just like when you go to the doctor, at certain ages, at certain milestones, the doctor would say, hey, you really should have this test now. You really should be doing this because of your age. Well, the same should be true with your retirement portfolio or your portfolio. If you're aging through and no one has had a conversation with you lately about, hey, where are you at? When are you thinking about retirement? We need to really look at the risk. We need to start creating an income plan for you. They're not really doing their job as the advisor, because that's kind of what we pay them for. So what we encourage you to do is, especially if market volatility is concerned to you, is just to, you can go on our website, watch the stress test video, give us a call, and we will do those stress tests, those portfolio analysis for anyone at no cost. We do that because we think you need to have clarity in what you have and then know where you're going forward.
You know,
it's a very surprising.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, and you know, the issue is, and you've said this before, we've talked about this for years now, is that, you know, it's great to earn, you know, compounding is great, you know, on the upside. But to avoid the losses, that's important, because it's the opposite of compounding. Because if you have a loss, if you have like an example, this is the opposite. The math issue is if you lose 1/3 of the value, 33% of the value on your portfolio, it now when you try to make it back, you have to make back a 50% rate of return to overcome that 33% loss in order to get back to zero. It's hard to get back after a loss, isn't it?
It is, and that's where I think it is a bigger deal as you're getting close to retirement or when you're early in retirement. You know, taking a loss like that when you're in your 20s or 30s or maybe even 40s, people, yes, it's a loss. They feel it. They think about it. But they see it come back. They're not going to use it for 20 years, right? Yeah, or more. And so you see the results come back. And then what oftentimes people don't think about is, it looks to come back quicker than it actually does, because if you're still working, you're probably contributing to it. Now, on the reverse side, when you are retired or you are retiring, not only will you stop contributing to it, you'll be taking away from it, and therefore it takes even longer to get back a big loss. And that's why avoiding the big losses becomes key to having retirement income security.
All right, very good. That's Michelle Bertram here today talking about avoiding the loss and the volatility in the market and all that. And now with the election coming up, make sure that you connect with Michelle. Check out all of her blogs and her free resources. Her website is creatingyourdreamretirement.com. It has all the information there, creatingyourdreamretirement.com. Or if you're old school like me and you want to call and talk to her, you can do that at 608-987-1511. The preceding brought to you by and sponsored by Bertram Financial, Mineral Point, servicing the entire region.